White, Greenville, Montcalm County, Michigan, August 11th, 1868. Dear son Edson, I am thankful to our Heavenly Father for the efforts you are making to overcome every defect of character. It is the overcomers who will see Jesus as he is and be made like him. We, your father and mother, see the necessity of closely examining our own hearts, of humbling ourselves before God, and seeking continually for divine aid. Although we are much older than you, we too have our temptations to resist and overcome, and our faith is often sorely tried. So you must not be discouraged in your efforts. Your faith will be tested, but if you walk in the light which God has given you, increased light will shine upon your pathway. Worship God in spirit and in truth. Then will duty become the helm of life. We need to pray, for our great example prayed most earnestly to his Father in our behalf. But it is one thing to pray, and another thing to live out our prayers. When we feel our need of help from God and ask him for the things we need, he is ever ready to supply our wants from his abundant fullness. We shall never send up the sincere prayer of faith in vain. It is your privilege not only to be ready to engage in duty because it is duty, but because you love the work of right doing. Do not fail to cherish conscientiousness. Make the will of God your rule of conduct in all things, in small matters as well as great. Let the precepts of God's law habitually govern your life. Wherever you may be placed, you must be fortified by firm principle. Enter life determined by the help of God to cleave close to whatsoever things are honest, true, lovely, and of good report. The fear of God, united with the love of that which is noble, pure, and elevating, will guard you from a dishonest action. You will not appropriate to yourself one farthing of that which is not truly yours. Even if you knew you would never be detected, the consciousness that you had been guilty of dishonesty would be sufficient to degrade you in your own eyes. But how pleasant, how satisfactory will be the recollection all through life that though exposed to many and fierce temptations, your hands were unstained by dishonesty and your heart undefiled by cherishing temptation. Extravagance tempts many to take the first step in wrongdoing. Young men who are seeking their own pleasure will often expend dollars for a few hours' amusement or for unnecessary display. If the money which many spend thus needlessly were saved, it would furnish a capital to set them up in business or would procure them a home of their own. But young men of your age generally entertain false ideas of life. They look with envy upon the spendthrift and become restless and dissatisfied because they cannot have means to squander in the same free manner. And then comes the temptation to appropriate means not their own. Extravagance must have resources, and if money cannot be obtained honestly, it will be obtained dishonestly. A love of pleasure, of fine clothing, has brought many a youth to prison and even to the gallows. Always make it a point to live within your income. Do without things rather than incur a debt. Never purchase an article until you can pay for it. What a lesson for all youth we have in the history of Joseph. Here, moral integrity was preserved under the strongest temptations. How fierce and seductive was the assault upon his virtue! Coming from such a source and in such a form, it was the most likely to corrupt a youthful mind. Joseph was saved by his religious principles, which led him promptly and firmly to resist the device of Satan. His tempter, defeated in her purpose, wickedly sought to ruin the youth whose virtues she could not corrupt, and accused Joseph of the very crime he would not commit. he was cast into prison as the price of his virtue, and for years he was confined as a criminal. But God's eye was upon him every moment. God made the imprisonment of this faithful youth the means of his elevation. Had it not been for this wicked act of Potiphar's wife, Joseph would never have become prime minister of Egypt.
How many youth of today, were they suffering for their integrity, would bear the trial as did Joseph? He did not give himself up to gloomy forebodings, nor occupy his hours in relating how miserably he had been repaid for his fidelity to his master and to his God. Although suffering under the severest trial of faith, the loss of his situation, of his master's confidence, and of his liberty, yet he did not waste his time in dwelling upon the dark side of the picture. Although vice seemed to triumph, while virtue was trampled in the dust, Joseph did not make his lot worse by repining. He possessed genuine religion. It was this that gave him strength to resist temptation, that led him to utter the noble words, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Genesis 39, verse 9. Joseph remembered that the all-seeing eye of God was upon him. It was this that kept him from discouragement under the test of temptation and adversity. He did not foster hatred against his enemies. His sympathy with humanity was strong. He did all in his power to help and relieve the discouragement and wretchedness of the prisoners. He forgot self and became cheerful in helping others to bear their woes. He was the servant of servants and gained in his humiliation the confidence and love of his companions in adversity. God was teaching Joseph important lessons. He was preparing him for a position of trust, honor, and usefulness. Joseph learned to govern by first learning to obey. He humbled himself, and God exalted him. The religion of the Bible never degrades the receiver. On the contrary, it elevates and ennobles all who accept and obey its teachings. The fear of God is a strong defense for the youth. With this shield, they may pass through the most corrupting scenes uncontaminated. My dear son, do not get above the simplicity of a humble Christian life. Let the character of Joseph be your character. Let his strength to resist temptation be your strength. Your efforts will be successful if you make them in the strength of God. Jesus is a present help. May the blessing of Jesus ever rest upon you, is the prayer of your mother.